Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Tolan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Christensen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Larry Christensen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jerry Tabb. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. And now, play ball. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Christensen fires to first and picks off Wallace. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Tabb catches it and steps on first to double up Luzinski. Two outs. Bobby Tolan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tabb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo bunts towards the mound. Christensen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tab moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball towards right. John Stone catches it and throws to Bauer, who relays to Tolan to double up Trillo. Morales tags and scores. Tab tags and moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bauer hits a fly ball towards center. Wallace settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wallace. Boone moves to second. Larry Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Madlock applying the tag. One out. Larry Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen strikes out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Bauer. The throw from Swisher and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards first. Tolan scoops it up and throws to first, with Cash covering, for the out. Bonham moves to second. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of John Stone. Wallace reaches second base with a double. Bonham scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Lazinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wallace moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into left field. Lazinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lazinski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lazinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. John Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. John Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tabb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabb for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash catches it and throws to first to double up Bonham. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Christensen. Wallace goes all the way around to score. Madlock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Larry Christensen. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo catches it and throws to first to double up Maddox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Cott now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tabb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabb hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Trillo hits a line drive into left field. Lozinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Lozinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lozinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Lozinski moves to second. Joe Coleman now pitching. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards first. Tolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Jim Cott. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hutton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Hutton reaches second base with a double. Bauer moves to third. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox strikes out. 1 out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bauer scores. Hutton moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Mike Schmidt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schmidt is 0 for 3 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tab settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tabb is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing left field. Larry Biotner now playing first base. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Luzinski strikes out. 1 out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnstone moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jerry Martin pinch runs for Bob Boone. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Bauer reaches third base with a triple. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's Phillies, 3, Cubs, 3. Johnny Oates pinch hits for Gene Garber. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Johnny Oates. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Tug McGraw now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. 1 out. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tyrone is walked intentionally. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maddox is 0 for 4 in the game. Maddox strikes out. 1 out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cash is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 4 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallace is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallace hits a pop-up towards third. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive towards third. Schmidt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing third base. Pete Lockhock now playing left field. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards third. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tolan is 0-for-4 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-4 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutter covering, for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up towards third. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Reed now pitching. Steve Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Luzinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Summers moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallace is walked intentionally. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to third. Wallace moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Summers scores. Wallace moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.